Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q3 FY23 earnings conference call of Panama Petrochem Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mahesh Nalvekar, Vice President, Corporate Relations. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Mahesh Nalvekar.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Panama Petrochem Limited earnings conference call for quarter three ending 31st December 2022. I would like to begin by expressing my gratitude to all of you by taking our time to join us on this call. This conference call may contain some forward-looking statement about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not guarantee of future performance and involve risk and uncertainty that are difficult to predict. I would like to introduce Mr. Hussain Rayani, Joint Managing Director, and Mr. Pramod Maheshwari, CFO, Panama Petrochem Limited. I request Mr. Hussain Rayani to share the quarter three performance overview of our company. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mahesh. Good morning, everybody. It is my pleasure to welcome you all to the quarter ending December 2022 earnings conference call of Panama Petrochem Limited. The geopolitical issues and volatile business environment persist in this quarter as well. The company faces challenges in the form of volatile raw material price due to very uncertain oil markets. The price has been very volatile, coupled with supply chain constraints. The businesses were facing challenging times. War and sanctions era has made the international commerce difficult to perform and execute, thus affecting the export markets. However, given these challenges, Panama Petrochem has performed well with stable growth in revenues and margins. Going forward, we anticipate steady performance in coming quarters. We do expect the domestic demand to remain stable, and the company's reliance on value-added products would enable us to weather these challenges. Customer requirements are expected to remain stable in near future, as we have not observed any fall or postponement in their requirements, and the order book remains healthy in the quarter. Company hopes to provide steady growth guidance for next quarter as well, backed by good domestic manufacturing demand. On margins front, we are confident of maintaining the trend in near future, backed by increasing the product mix towards the value add. Expansion programs have been successfully implemented in batches, with 30,000 metric tons going on stream in this quarter ending March 2023. Now I request Mr. Mahesh Nalvekar to give the financial highlights.
Thank you, sir. On a consolidated basis for December 2022 quarter, the operating income was around 574 crores, which grew approximately 12.4% over December 2021 quarter. Operating EBITDA reported was rupees 69 crores against rupees 68.7 crores in the same period. Operating EBITDA margin for the quarter stood at 12.03%. Net profit after tax was 50.15 crores against rupees 54.12 crores on year-on-year basis. PAT margins reported at 8.74%. As for 9 months ending December 2022, the operating income was rupees 1,742 crores, registering the growth of 7.07% over previous period. Operating EBITDA reported is rupees 246.59 crores, which was an increase of about 7.4% on a year-on-year basis. Operating EBITDA margin stood at 14.16% as against 14.1% on year-on-year basis. Net profit after tax reported was rupees 182.16 crores, which was a net increase of about 5% on a year-on-year basis. PAT margins was reported at 10.26%. Okay, with this, we can now open the floor to questions and answer sessions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Harshil Solanki, Equity Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning team. I had few questions. Firstly, sir, if you can help us with the volume number for the current quarter.
Yes. In this quarter, we have clocked a volume of 59,000 tons on consol basis.
And this is including our 30,000 additional capacity which has come up, or this is excluding?
The 30,000 tons additional capacity has been completed, and the trials and its production will commence in this quarter.
Oh, okay. Got it. Sir, in the past, we have said that if the crude falls, we expect the volumes to increase. But in the current quarter, our volumes have declined. So, what is the reason behind that?
We have been actually facing, a global scenario, and the recessionary pressures and the inflationary concerns have led to an overall little bit of, the demand in the export and global markets have been a little bit challenging. The environment is quite challenging. The raw material prices, especially the oil prices, are very volatile. But we are still, quite happy with the performance in this quarter. And we have seen, we see that the order book in this current quarter is also quite healthy. And going forward, we are hoping for a much more stable performance by the company.
Okay. Got it, sir. You have earlier guided that we will touch 3 lakh volumes in this full year. And in the 9 months, we have done close to 180,000.
Yes.
So, do you think that that number is achievable, or we need to revise our guidance for the volume given the uncertainties?
We anticipate about 10-15% growth in this year.
Yes, sir, but that looks cheap, right? If we did 260,000 last year, and 9 months we have done 180,000.
Yes.
If I add 10-15%, it comes to roughly 3 lakhs. So, for Q4,
9th month basis, the total revenues of the company is about 1,740 crores, vis-a-vis about 1,627 in the 9 months of last year. So we are on track, and we anticipate a 10-15% growth. So next question.
Thank you, Harshil. We request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions. Next question comes from the line of Rajesh Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Very good morning.
Yes, good morning to you too, Rajesh.
Sir, could you please guide us on revenue and operating margin in the coming quarters? And how do you see a year forward from here? And will we be able to sustain the margin going forward?
We anticipate, Rajesh, a revenue growth of 10-15% and sustainable margins in the range of 12-14% for this year. The domestic markets are quite resilient, and the demand has been encouraging.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Megha Verma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
So I wanted to know, what is the contribution of value-added product in this quarter, and has the margin in the segment impacted?
Yeah, thank you so much for your question. The contribution from value-added products is about 65%, and we have been able to maintain the margins in the range in spite of volatility in the raw material prices, which saw wide fluctuations over a short period of time.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Sameer Goyal from Investor. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. I just wanted to know, in this period of crude volatility, is the company facing any challenges or any anticipate any in future with regard to base oil procurement?
The company has further renewed long-term purchase contracts with our existing suppliers from different parts of the world to ensure steady and timely delivery of raw materials. Due to our firm contracts, we do not anticipate any disruptions.
Okay, sir. Best of luck for the next quarter.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Rohan Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Sir, just want to check that basis, if I see past 2 years demand of our product, what do you think, I mean, whether company is looking for any significant capacity expansion? And if yes, any tentative timeline for the same?
Yes, we have a plan of a total addition in our capacity by 100,000 tons. Out of which in this year we have completed about 30,000 tons. In the coming 2 years, we plan to add another 60,000 tons to our existing capacity.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes on the line of Dixit Toshi from Whitestone Financial Advisor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. I'm slightly new to the company, so a couple of basic questions. So you mentioned that 65% of revenue was from value-added products. Can you mention that, let's say, 2-3 years back, pre-COVID, how much was the value-added product mix?
Sure, thank you for your question. So we have been consistently changing the product mix in favor of more value-added, tailor-made, specialized products. If you see about 3 to 4 years back, the contribution from value-add was about 50%. So we have been gradually increasing in that, and we have plans to further introduce more product ranges in the special in the value-added product range. Next,
okay, and second question is, so if I see our historical performance, say till FY 2020, we were doing a 6 to 8% kind of EBITDA margin, and from last three and a half years, almost we are doing almost 13-14% margin consistently. So what led to this change, if you can elaborate?
Yeah, it has been due to a combination of factors. But as I have also mentioned in the previous calls, that the direction of the management is to keep working on the specialty zone. And the change in the product mix is the reason why we have been able to, the margins have been on the upswing. And that's the direction we plan to go forward.
Thank you. Mr. Dixit, we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions. Next question comes from the line of Harshil Solanki from Equity Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the follow-up. I had two questions. Any update on the drilling fluid? Have we started the full-fledged supply or still we are on the trial basis? Can you share some light on that?
Yes. This is a new range of products which we have introduced in our portfolio. And we have all the approvals required to supply this product commercially to the major service providers worldwide. We have been supplying this product now on regular basis to global service providers. But in the last couple of years, due to the very volatile situation in the oil markets, we are still hoping that in the coming years, this will be a significant part of our revenues.
Okay. Sir, next question is on the GDR. Last month, 750,000 GDRs were converted into equity. And the promoters bought close to 2 lakh shares from the market. So this has resulted into some dilution of promoter holding. So how does the promoter family look at it going forward? Because if in future the conversion continues to happen, our holding will reduce.
Mr. Mahesh? Yeah.
Harshil, Mahesh here. As far as this promoters dilution, promoters have not sold any shares into the market. neither do you enter into all these transactions here. And GDRs have been totally converted into equity. So further dilution, we don't anticipate any dilution from the promoter side.
Thank you. Mr. Harshil, we request that you turn to the question queue to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Abbas, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning, sir. This is Abbas. This, sir, I would like to ask one question. How are the export markets faring and what is your assessment going forward?
Thank you for your question. The export has contributed 41% of the sales revenue, which is an increase of 30% from the preceding quarter. We anticipate more stability in export markets this year. We have successfully introduced our products to 5 new markets and thus have added about 12 new customers.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Utsav Anand from Investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good morning, sir. Congratulations on the GATE number.
Thank you.
I just like to know whether the capacity that you are adding, did we see any production coming this?
No, I couldn't understand your question. Can you repeat, please?
The 1,000 ton for trials for this quarter 4 for the March, right?
No,
hello?
Your voice is a bit cracking.
I'm audible now?
Yeah, now it's fine.
I just wanted to know the capacity that we are adding for 30,000 ton this quarter, the additional capacity, right?
Yes.
Will we see any production coming out of that for
yes.
this quarter?
In this quarter, the trials and productions will be in this quarter for the additional capacity.
So we can see that will be affecting the revenue also, like growth in revenue because
yes.
of the additional capacity
in this quarter.
Okay. So my next question is the next 30,000 that we will be adding.
Yes.
By when we can see that being added to the total capacity?
It will be in batches in the second half of the next year.
So by around the same time?
Around the same time.
Okay. And so my last question is regarding the capacity utilization that you're working on right now.
What's that?
Manufacturing, what utilization are you working on?
We are currently working at about 95% capacity utilization.
Okay, so do we see that maintaining this quarter as well?
Yes.
Or like higher?
Yeah, we are having the order books are quite healthy in this quarter and we have seen steady demand from our customers.
Thank you. Mr. Utsav, we request that you return back to the queue for follow-up questions. Next question comes from the line of Siddhant Dand from Goodwill. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. What's the current status of the GDR and what's the plan going ahead?
So can you repeat your question?
Regarding the GDR, so how many? What's the current status with the GDR? How many are outstanding?
We already shared this information in the BSE and NSE website. You can go through it.
Okay. And what is the future capital allocation plans of the company?
Already mentioned all the shareholding pattern in the last
capital allocation plans, like in terms of, you know, dividend payouts or buyback.
Yeah, payout, we have already mentioned our policy, 20% of net profit.
Okay, we plan to continue with that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Manpreet Singh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Mr. Riani, I have two questions, basically follow up from answers you gave during the call. My first question is regarding this long-term supply of raw material that you were talking about. From the earlier calls, I've understood that it's a monthly contract that you get into with your customers. So whatever volatility in raw material happens, you're able to pass it on. But in this quarter, it seems that you were not able to pass it on and your gross margins got impacted. So in light of it, are we to understand that now you've taken a policy of entering into long-term contracts for your raw material supply so that you can assure your gross margins? If the answer is yes, then I would want to know that why wasn't this done earlier considering the volatility?
So this is a question around the raw material. And my second question would come around the volume, the sales volume, but that I'll ask later on. So, yeah.
Yeah. Our purchase is under long-term contracts with our suppliers who are refineries who are located world over in different parts of the world, and we've been having long-term contracts with them over the years because times of volatility and supply chain constraints, if we have a contract, that we get a steady flow of raw materials always. So this has been the policy. We have about 50% of our raw material requirements are under long-term purchase contracts, and the balance requirements we have, we do spot purchase. In terms of the sales, we with our customers, we have a practice of quarterly engagement on the volumes, but the prices are negotiated every month. So it is the same strategy which we are following, that every monthly any changes in the prices have been are always passed on. In this quarter also, if you would have seen, there is a slight downward on the margins, but we have always given a guidance on the margins, and we have been able to have a steady performance in this quarter also. So there is no change in the business model in terms of supply of raw materials and our sales to our customer.
Thank you. Mr. Manpreet, we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions. Next question comes from the line of Venkatesh from Logic Tree. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good morning. So, one big picture question, sir. I know that you expand capacity. You mentioned we are adding 30,000 this quarter and another 60,000 probably in the next 1 or 2 years. So what is your, if I take a slightly long-term view and say a 3-year or a 5-year horizon, what is it that do you envision for Panama Petro in terms of broad top-line growth? And are there any new opportunities, new value-added products that you may want to get into? Can you give us some big picture? And most importantly, sir, is Panama Petro, is it in terms of competitive positioning, what is the advantage that we enjoy? Because you've been very successful at it for a very long term. I just want to understand what is your strength. Yeah.
Thank you very much for your question. The company, the management has a very clear direction to work more closely in the specialty zone and keep on adding new products which are much more environmental friendly, which are much more specialized, which are much more tailor-made. So if you see, the long-term vision of the company is to keep introducing newer and cleaner products, which are the need of the time. So that is, we have a very strong R&D center at our Ankleshwar unit, where there is a lot of work going on, not only to introduce newer products in our existing segments that we are operating, but also to introduce some new products for new specialized application. So if you would see, we are confident of having a growth of about 10 to 15% every year, and with a vision to change the product mix more towards the value adds.
Thank you. Mr. Venkatesh, we request that you turn to the question queue for follow-up questions. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants to please restrict yourself to one question at a time. Next question comes from the line of Dixit Doshi from Whitestone Financial Solution. Financial advisors, please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity again. My question was, post this 30,000 ton expansion, how much is our capacity right now, and what is the margin difference between the value-added product and, let's say, non-value-added products? Thank you.
The total capacity with this new addition would be about 270,000 tons as compared to 240,000 tons in the last year. And normally we have about, for the conventional grades,
we have an EBITDA margin of 8 to 10%, vis-a-vis about 14 to 15% for our value add. So we have a blended EBITDA in the range of 12 to 14%.
Thank you. Mr. Dixit, we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions. Next question comes from the line of Manpreet Singh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. So, Mr. Riani, the second thing I wanted to understand is with respect to your volume done so far and then your sales estimate for the entire year. So what I understand so far is that in 9 months, you've done around 170,000 tons, to let's say 180,000 tons
yes.
of volume. But last year, you've done 260,000. So if I just sort of analyze the current run rate, it gets me to around 240,000 tons for the entire year, which is, of course, going to be lower than the previous year. So in light of this, how do you expect that your sales volume, you are going to enjoy growth of, let's say, 10 to 15% in your revenues and probably your profitability as well?
Yeah, so if you will compare the revenues on a 9-monthly basis, there has been an increase of about 7% from 1,640 crores to 1,760 crores, or 1,742 crores for the 9 months of this year. In terms of volume, we have clocked about 180,000 tons. So we anticipate, in terms of the sales, we should be about 10% higher than the last year.
Thank you. Mr. Manpreet, to ask a question, please return to the queue. Next question comes from the line of Venkatesh from Logically. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so just getting the capacity, right? So we're adding 30,000 this quarter and the next 30,000 would come in the second half of FY24. Is that right, sir?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, I'll join the question queue.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Manpreet Singh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Mr. Riani, sorry, I'm back. On the previous revenue part, I was not able to ask a clarifying question, so I have to come back. But
yeah.
Okay, so I was able to understand that you said that in 9 months, the revenues have increased to, I think, 1,738 crores versus 1,620 crores. So then the follow-up question is that if your volume has been lower, how is that your revenue has gone up? Is it because you've been able to increase your selling price? Is it because you've been able to improve your product mix? So what is the reason for that?
So even if you compare the, for the 9 months volume data, in the 9 months last year, FY22, we had about 170,000 tons of volumes done, vis-a-vis 180,000 tons in the 9 months ending in this year, FY23. So there has been about 6% increase in volume on a 9-monthly basis.
Thank you. Mr. Manpreet, please return to the question queue. Next question comes from the line of Venkatesh from LogicTree. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Following up on the question on your competitive advantage, sir, I wanted to check with you, as Panama Petro, is there a global company or a company in the region that you consider as a benchmark or a competition, somebody who we think we can kind of compare ourselves with?
We cannot reveal any kind of data on the competition, but yes, for us, the advantage, as I said, we are having a product mix where value adds is about 65% of our total revenues. Export contributes about 41% of our total revenues. We are currently exporting our products to more than 75 countries worldwide. And in terms of the domestic sales, we've been working with most of the multinational companies in each segment. So we provide them with an import substitute products, which otherwise they would have to be importing. So we give them a just-in-time delivery with an import substitute. So all these advantages help us to further cement our position with our customers and increase our relations with them.
Thank you. That was the last question for today. We have reached the end of question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Hussain Royani for closing comments.
Thank you, everyone. I would like to thank everyone who have participated in this call. For any further queries or information, please get in touch with our investor relation team and we will be very happy to answer them. Thank you very much once again.
Thank you. On behalf of Panama Petrochem Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.